वृंदावन की, ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की, मायापुर नवदीप धाम की, कुल्लोकर प्रेमधुन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, ग्रंथ राशि मद्भागवतम की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि। All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, The Residents of Jambudeep Offer Prayers, Text 15 to 17. So since this is a prose, I'll just read it. केतुमालिपि भगवान कामदेव स्वरूपेण लक्ष्म्या प्रिय चिकीर्षया प्रजापतेर दुहित्रनाम पुत्रनाम तद्वर्षपतिनाम पुरुषाय साहुरात्र परिसंख्यानाम याशम गर्भ महापुरुष महास्त्रतेजोस्वदेविसा मनसं विद्वस्त व्यसह संवत्सरांते विनिपतांति। Translation and purport by Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Shukadev Goswami continued, in the tract of land called Ketumal Varsha, Lord Vishnu lives in the form of Kamadev. Only for the satisfaction of his devotees, these include Lakshmiji, the goddess of fortune, the Prajavati Samvatsara and all of Samvatsara's sons and daughters. The daughters of Prajapati are considered the controlling deities of the nights and his sons are considered the controllers of the days. The Prajapati's offspring number 36,000, one for each day and each night in the lifetime of a human being. At the end of each year, the Prajapati's daughters become very agitated upon seeing the extremely effulgent disc of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus they all suffer miscarriages. Purport. The Kamadev who appears as Krishna's son named Pradyumna is Vishnu Tattva. How this is so is explained by Madhvacharya who quotes from the Brahmanda Purana. Kamadeva Sitham Kamadeva Sitham Vishnum Upasate. Although this Kamadeva is Vishnu Tattva, his body is not spiritual but material body, but material. Lord Vishnu as Pradyumna or Kamadeva accepts a material body but he still acts spiritually. It does not make any difference whether he accepts a spiritual or material body. He can act spiritually in any condition of existence. Mayavadi philosophers regard even Lord Krishna's body as material, but their opinions cannot impede the spiritual activity of the Lord. Text 16. In Ketumal Varsha, Lord Kamadev moves very graciously. Lord Kamadev, Pradyumna is mentioned, moves very graciously. His mild smile is very beautiful, and when he increases the beauty of his face by slightly raising his eyebrows and glancing playfully, he pleases the goddess of fortune, thus enjoy his transcendental senses. Text 17. Accompanied during the daytime by the sons of Prajapati and accompanied at night by his daughters, Lakshmi Devi worships the Lord during the period known as Samvatsara in his most merciful form as Kamadev. Fully absorbed in devotional service, she chants the following mantras. Purport. The word Maya Mayam used in this verse should not be understood according to the interpretation of the Mayavadis. Maya means affection as well as illusion. When a mother deals with her child affectionately, she is called Maya Maya. In whatever form the Supreme Lord Vishnu appears, he is always affectionate towards his devotees. Thus the word Maya Mayam is used here to mean very affectionate toward the devotees. Srila Jiva Goswami writes in this regard that Maya Mayam can also mean Kripa Prachuram, deeply merciful. Similarly, Srila Veera Raghav says, Maya Prachuranatmiya Sankalpena Parigrihitam Itte Artha Jnana Paryayo Atra Maya Shabda. When one is very affectionate due to an intimate relationship, one is described as Maya Maya. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains Maya Mayam by dividing it into the words Maya and Amayam. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. He explained these words to indicate that because a living entity is covered by the disease of illusion, the Lord is always eager to deliver his devotees from the clutches of Maya and cure him of the disease caused by the illusory energy. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Shri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpakaru Vasha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Kam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Gyan Yat Kripa Tam Hum Vande Shri Guru Dinadarnam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hare Krishna. So I like to seek blessings of all the devotees to speak something on this exalted and difficult topics presented here. So I'll try to share something in my capacity. So what I understood the text 15, where Prabhupada is discussing that the Kamadev, the Pradyumna, Prabhupada says he accepts a material body but he still lacks spiritually. So I'll discuss a little bit about what it means, okay, Krishna accepting a material form, like when he appears in this. So what does it mean, like he becomes like us or he's different from us? And the second verse, he's talking about how Krishna is very affectionate and how he delivers, and Prabhupada, his devotee from the clutches of Maya. So that's very important, because a lot of people ask, you know, if God is there, why he is not merciful to all, you know. So he mentioned that how he delivers a devotee from the clutches of Maya and cure him of the disease caused by the illusory energy. Though he is accessible to all, he is merciful to all, but specifically how he acts in the life of his devotees and helps them. So we'll briefly discuss that. So, how I interrelated that, even what Prabhupada is discussing in 17th shloka, that how Krishna delivers his devotees, that how he appears in this world also. He takes a form like us. So, what would that mean? In 10th canto, 33rd chapter, 37th, there is a verse there. It's mentioned, Anugrahaya Bhaktanam Manusham Deham Astita भजते तादृशी क्रीड़ा यह श्रुत्वा तत्परो भवेत। तो इट सेज अनुग्रहाय भक्तनाम टू शो मर्सी ऑन हिज डिवोटीज मानुषम ह्यूमन लाइक देहम आस्थित अज्यूमिंग अ बॉडी लाइक ह्यूमन्स ही एक्सेप्ट्स। सो व्हेन द लॉर्ड अज्यूम्स अ ह्यूमन लाइक बॉडी टू शो हिज मर्सी टू हिज डिवोटीज ही एंगेजेस इन सच पास टाइम्स एज will attract those who hear about them to become dedicated to him. So Krishna is performing these leelas in this human form. So he has a transcendental body that is invisible to our eyes. That's what. So when he descends on earth, he makes his body visible to the people in this world. So he makes his body visible to us. It doesn't mean that he has a body like us, which is like this, made of this Panch Mahabhut. This is the meaning of taking a human form. It means he is making himself visible. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that he becomes a human. He is making himself visible. That's what it means. When it is mentioned a human like. So astita or ashrita, that's what it means here. And whenever such thing happen, like which may sound contradictory, are how can Krishna, so his body is material or spiritual? So then again we have to see the text, Srimad Bhagavatam or Gita, and see there are so many verses, what are they indicating? So this verse from Bhagavad Gita, you know, which I think Rupa Raghunath Prabhu quotes every time in his class. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvata taktva deham punar janma neti mam eti so Arjuna. So the verse says that one who knows the janma and karma of Krishna, but what kind of janma and karma? Which are divyam. The transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, takes birth in this material again and goes back to the Krishna's abode. So seeing Krishna's form as, okay, it is human-like, but he is not human. It is spiritual, it is transcendental, but it is not like us. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in third canto, this is a shloka which says, Yanmarte Leela Upajikam Swayoga Maya Balam Darshaya Gata Grihitam Vishmapanam Swasecha Sobhagarde Param Padam Bhushana Bhushanangam. So the Lord appeared in the mortal world by his internal potency Yogamaya. He came in his eternal form. Not he took a different form, which is just suitable for his pastimes. These pastimes were wonderful for everyone, even for those proud of their opulence, including the Lord himself, in his form as the Lord of Vaikuntha. Thus, Sri Krishna's transcendental body is the ornament of all ornaments. So it is repeated in Srimad Bhagavatam several times that this form of Krishna is transcendental, it is not material. So again, if something appears like that, oh, human-like form, so go back, okay, with so many verses, what are they indicating, understand this, this is. And our Gaudiya Vaishnava scriptures, Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says, Satchidanantanu Vrajendra Nandana Sarveshwara Sarvashakti Sarvarasa Purna. That how Krishna is transcendental body, eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. He is son of Nanda Maharaj. He is full of all opulences and potencies as well as all spiritual mellows. So this is the understanding of this aspect, that how Krishna's here mentioned that, okay, Pradyumna is Krishna. He takes material body, but it is spiritual. He is acting spiritually. So he is actually making himself visible in this form to us in different one of the ways. So those who do not accept it, Bhagavad Gita says, Moghasha Mogh Karmano Mogh Jnana Vichetasa Rakshase Masurim Cheva Prakritim Mohinim Shruta. Those who deny existence of, you know, Krishna shelter in the world, but ultimately their hopes, aspiration, their advancement in science, technology leaves them empty, confused and lost. That's what we hear from so many people, a lot of visitors who come to Govardhan Eco Village. Many times people I have met, they say, oh Prabhuji, we have everything, we have a lot of money, we have a big house, our children are settled, US, UK, we have everything, but we are not happy. And they say, oh, we were very happy when our children settled there, now we are not. We used to be very proud that they go outside India, now we are alone, lonely, at 70, at 80, nobody to take care of us. Money, you cannot make yourself happy. So unless they connect themselves to... On the other hand, there are people who connect themselves to Krishna. Bhagavad Gita says, Mahatmanas tu mam partha, devim prakritim ashrita. Ye bhi aapka favorite verse hai. Bhajanti ananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. Ultimately, the real great souls of this world are those who have completely taken shelter in me. Under the direction of my superior energy, they are constantly absorbed in loving me, knowing that I am inexhaustible source of everything. So people who have taken shelter of Krishna. So, and how they have taken shelter? By the process of, you know, chanting, hearing, you know, that's just this very simple process. Satatam kirtayantu mam yatantascha dridavrata. Namasyantascha mam bhakta nitya yukta upasate. What they do kirtan, they are always chanting about me. With the greatest sense of purpose, my devotees are, and they do namasyantascha. They bow down, yeah? He is bowing down. That's what we do. Very simple act. Why do we bring deities to home? So they were opportunity to bow down to Krishna. We have Krishna there. We come here, we bow down to devotees, we bow down to Prabhupada, we bow down to... Just by doing that, we can deliver ourselves from this world. So how Krishna manifests even this form of deity in our life? So if people do not see, that is also his form. So I am relating it to now 17th verse, that how Krishna delivers us. Mercifully, he is very eager to deliver us. That's why he manifests in the deity form of the Lord. So not only deity form of the Lord, the Guru, the Vaishnavas, if we do not, we have to see them all as spiritual entities. So it is all together. It's all whole set. You cannot exclude them out of it. Padma Puran says, if you consider the deity of the Lord to be statue, the Guru and Vaishnava is ordinary people belonging to a particular social class or caste. Even in spiritual society, if you say, okay, you know, not seeing them as Vaishnavas, okay, ye to South Indian hai, ye Marathi hai, and evaluating them from that perspective. They consider the foot bath water of Vishnu or the Vaishnava as a dirty water. The all purifying holy name of Vishnu or Krishna as mundane sound, the Supreme Lord Hari as being on the same level as the other gods is considered to be a resident of hell, Padma Puran says. Whereas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, affirmed always that Jivira Sarupa Hoye Krishna Ra Nitya Das. So we have to identify that spiritual nature in us, in Krishna, in the deity, in Guru, or in the Vaishnavas. So the deity form is very accessible. There are four qualities that scriptures define. It is solabhya, accessible. It is so easy to offer prayers, offer pranams, easy to see, because for us in this body it is easy to believe and access something which we can see. So it is difficult to do to subtle aspect. Then another aspect is called social layer, that is excellence of disposition by which Lord erases the fear of approaching him. on there is, you know, how you can approach, you know, he is available. How devotees, you know, they feel. Sometimes you've seen, sometimes people are taking darshan and a flower falls down. And they say, oh, you know, like they feel some closeness, oh, something has happened. When I had first gone to Jagannath Puri, that time we were allowed to climb on chariot. So then I climbed on chariot, I heard, like, you know, people embrace Jagannath. I didn't feel anything, I embraced him. Then I went behind Jagannath and I sat behind Jagannath Jiriti. And then I saw a lot of devotees coming, taking darshan. A lot of devotees outside India who have foreign bodies. So there were a lot of things which were kept behind Jagannath Ji, like flowers, fruit, something. So I would secretly throw these things at these people. They'll catch, and I saw devotees crying, you know, like one Mataji, I don't know which country was she from, but she started crying as I threw a lotus flower, you know, as I threw apples. I used to throw many things. For one and a half hour I was there doing this on behalf of Jagannath, throwing things at all the people who were coming. And after that, the panda, he kicked me out of the chariot. Abhi jao yahan se, bahut itna der se baithe ho. So I was doing this and like, this is how you feel, you know. How do you feel Krishna's presence? People may call it coincidence, you know. But that is how I was chosen by Lord, that somebody feels His presence and He reciprocates. That somebody is there. When last year I wanted to go on a yatra with Thana devotees to Kashi, and our Goshala office had nobody to manage. So I was like, tomorrow I have to go, what will I do? So I was sitting at this reception at 5 a.m. I went there and started chanting. I was very like, I want to go for yatra. I've never been to Kashi and Ayodhya and Banaras, everywhere, Varanasi. So 6 o'clock I saw one boy walking into the campus with a bag and he asked me, Prabhuji, do you know where can I find Hemroop Chaitanya Prabhu? I said, yeah, he'll be chanting in temple hall. Why are you here? Where have you come from at 6 a.m? How do you came? He said, I had gone to Vapi for an interview, then I came to Palghar in morning by train, then I came in rickshaw till highway, and from there I walked. He walked 10 kilometers to come to Govardhan Eco Village. He said, so you got a job? He said, I got the job, but I don't like it. It's not good atmosphere, all my colleagues smoke and drink. So I said, oh, you want a job? He said, yeah. Okay. Then I interviewed him there. I recruited him for the Goshala office. Next day I went to Kashi. So how, for me it was Krishna's intervention, or somebody can present as a coincidence or whatever. So this is how we see, you know, presence of Krishna. Saushilya, his, how in the deity form he becomes so accessible. I remember when we were in Borivali base once, during Janmashtami we got somebody's Laddu Gopal in our base. We did Abhishek and then we kept him on our altar. So there was Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, there was Gaur Nithai, and there was Laddu Gopal, right? Like, they kept like this. So Laddu Gopal was in the center. And we, all of us were doing kirtan. And this garland which Subhadra Maya was wearing, suddenly it started tearing apart, you know, flowers breaking out, and they started falling on the Gopalji. And some of us were there watching. For us this was, you know, like magical, you know, how deities, you know, so our faith, you know, within the process and the deity form becomes so stronger than how he's there. And it was like, oh, you know, they're welcoming Gopalji, you know, that, you know, and the flowers are falling. You know, we couldn't take it that coincidence. So in the deity form, this gap between, you know, accessing Supreme Lord, the Master of whole universe, it becomes so easy. Swamitva, where you feel a sense of mastership. That's why when people have deities at home, they feel like, okay, you know, how you have become careful, you know, like in room where they don't know chit-chatting, very careful you feel they are the owner of the house. And Vatsalya also you feel the loved one when you bathe them, when you offer them bhoga. In so many ways you feel the connection with the Lordship. So how this is how Krishna, eager to deliver us, he manifests as in the archa form. So this is very important, that how Krishna is so merciful, all his acts, you know, this even his act of Mahabharata, very engaged Arjuna in a warfare. So lot of people call Krishna as a warmonger. Why he incited this big fight? They will say that he encouraged Arjuna to fight. So many shlokas in Srimad Bhagavatam where we can see that how Krishna engaged Arjuna to fight. But he repeatedly told him this because he knew Arjuna is a Kshatriya. If he's saying I'll not fight, but later he will succumb to fight. So why not better, he's encouraging him to fight so that and there is an example in the pastime of Mahabharata where Arjuna does that. When Arjuna, during Agyatavas, he becomes Brihanala. So when the king, the son of Uttar Kumar, he has to fight with Kauravas. So Arjun, when he hears that Kauravas have come, Drona, everyone is there, Bhishma, he's like, his blood is gushing, like, I want to go and fight. And he tells Uttar Kumar, and Uttar said, you are a eunuch, you know, where will I, you know, like, you cannot fight. So he rejects his proposal. But then, as Brihanala, he drives his chariot and takes to fight with Kauravas. And Uttar Kumar was like, said, run away, you want to run away from the chariot. And then Arjun reveals him his identity, I am Arjun. And then he takes him to the tree, takes out his bow and arrow, and he fights. He could not control. He could not control fighting. So Krishna knows that, and that's why he's asking him to engage in this which is dharmically. He has no intention of him, because anyways he is going to do that. But how he ends the instruction in Bhagavad Gita? How he ends? So when we read, in Bhagavad Gita chapter 15, chapter 18, from shloka 59 onwards. Krishna tells Arjuna, if you do not act according to my direction and do not fight, then you will be falsely directed. By your nature, you will have to be engaged in warfare. By your nature, you will be engaged in warfare. Under illusion, you are now declining to act according to my direction. But compelled by the work born of your own nature, you will act all the same, O son of Kunti. This is after Krishna had told everything. Gyan Yoga, Karma Yoga, exclusive instructions on devotion. This is the final section of Bhagavad Gita where Krishna is telling him. And that's when he tells him, Sarva Dharman Parityajya, Mam Ekam. So by the word Ekam, he is actually giving the whole world a message of exclusive devotion to Krishna. That is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita, but not to engage Arjun in the ghastly warfare. He's telling, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So this whole message was Krishna's mercy, and not asking Arjun to engage in ghastly warfare, but actually ultimately giving him exclusive message for exclusive devotion. So we can see in Bhagavatam, so after Krishna departed from this world and Arjun, he loses in fighting with the simple Brajvasis, what he remembers, he recalls the transcendental knowledge that he had heard from Krishna on the battlefield, which had lapsed from his mind. So This is Bhagavatam says, being covered by the influence of time, engagement in worldly activities and absorption in matters of ordinary enjoyment, Arjuna had forgotten this. But he remembers it. So Krishna's message was to Arjuna to give up socio-religious duties, the dharma. But the dharma which is related to our psycho-physical nature, our psycho-physical organism as we are, and take up which is related to the pure self, that is the Atma. So this is how Krishna instructs. So that is how his mercy has been a lot of time misunderstood, whether in the form of deity. Somebody would come and I heard some saint, he said he saw a cockroach moving on or a rat moving on a deity, and he said, kaise Bhagwan hai? He cannot protect himself. But somebody gives a perspective, oh, Lord is thinking my child is playing on me. So he, because that's how he has appeared, because even a cockroach or a rat is a part and parcel of Krishna. He is also a soul. So we misunderstood always Krishna's compassion. And another way Krishna gets his compassion is he appears as the devotees and the guru. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Janasya Krishna's Vimukasya Deva Adharmashilasya Sudukhitasya Anugrahaya Charanti Nunam Bhutani Bhavyani Janardanasya. But how these philanthropic souls travel on earth on behalf of Krishna to show compassion to the fallen souls who are averse to the sense of subordination to the Lord. Anugrahaya Charanti Nunam, like all of you go to different places. Somebody goes to Dhanu, somebody goes to Vasai. Different places people go. Prabhuji goes all over Maharashtra, taking this message, traveling late nights. So this is how Krishna is exceeding his compassion. So this is like, I heard an acharya giving example. How when you go to a bank of Ganga, you go on the stairs. As you go on the stairs, inside water, you are on the stairs, but still inside Ganga. So this is like how this is Guru makes it accessible for you. He'll acting like, the stairs, He's the representation of Tatastha Shakti. He makes it, the spiritual energy, accessible to you. You are in Ganga, yet on the stairs. Otherwise, it'll flow away. So slowly that you access the water of Ganga or Yamuna while being on the stairs. And another form which he appears, and I'll end with this, is in the form of holy name. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is this Antelila, there is conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to Haridas Thakur and says, Haridasa Kali Kale Yavana Apar Go Brahmane Himsa Kare Mahadurachara. My dear Haridas, what will happen to people in the age of Kali who are bereft of Vedic culture? They are killing cows, and Brahminical culture both. They are all engaged in sinful acts. And he says, Iha sabar konamate haibe nisitar tahar hetu na dekhiye e dukh apar. How will these people be delivered? To my great happiness, I do not see any way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna in the form of Radha is saying, how will these people will be delivered? He is asking Srila Haridas Thakur. Haridas kahe Prabhu chinta na kariha yavenera samsar dekhi dukha na bhaviha. My dear Lord, do not be in anxiety, do not be unhappy to see the condition of yavanas in material existence. Do not worry. Yavana sakaleram mukti habe anayase harama harama boli kahe nama bhase. These people are accustomed to saying haram haram. Even if they say by chanting nama bhas, they will get mukti. They'll get mukti. Haridas Thakur has also mentioned in the simple verses of not bhakti but mukti. They will not probably attain the kingdom of Lord बट दे विल गेट मुक्ति. महाप्रेम भक्त कहे हराम हराम, यवन भाग्य देखे लय से नाम. अ डिवोटी इन एडवांस एक्सटेटिव लव एक्सक्लेम्स ओ माई लॉर्ड राम, ओ माई लॉर्ड राम, बट दे ऑल्सो चैंट हराम हराम जस्ट सी देयर गुड फॉर्च्यून. सो डिवोटीज ऑल्सो चैंट हे राम एंड दे ऑल्सो चैंट हराम. सो बाय मिस्टेक इवन somebody is giving gali, you know. I heard this, I got this video of this Braja saint, Pundarik Goswami. So he was telling that how people are selling Hari Mirch, you know. So by chanting Hari, selling chilies, but repeating Hari, 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 you know. By, though they don't have any love, maybe, or they may not have been like what they're chanting, by chanting Hari, Hari, you know, Hari Mirch le lo, Hari Mirch le lo, whole day, like 1,000 time chanting Hari, 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 Hari. You know, so you know, we have some you know, we believe green color belongs to some other country, but you know, the hara, the hari, it's, you know, the green color by chanting that only, this is the mercy of Krishna. They only got green color, so hari, the green, by just chanting that they will get the benefit of namabhas, and that's how Krishna is so merciful that He has made it so system. Somebody chants by mistake, okay, namabhas, you get the result of chanting namabhas. At when my father passed away, I was at home and we had to read Garud Puran. So the first day the priest didn't come. So my mother said, you read. So when I read, so this conversation between Garuda and Lord Vishnu, and Garuda is asking same question which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has asked here, Haridas Thakur. How will the people of the world get delivered? They are so sinful. So there are some of the injunctions Lord Vishnu says. You know, when somebody dies, if you keep their body on a floor which is smeared with cow dung, no hell. If his dead body touches till kusha or sesame seeds, kusha and one more thing, no hell. So people may say, fine, this ritual so much. But, so my cousin was there, he asked me, Bhaiya, this is cheat code. You live whatever dirty life and at the end your relatives put tail on you, so you don't have to go to hell. I said, for you it's cheat code, but for Krishna it is compassion, because that is, he is also his child, you are also his child. But, ye yathamam prapadate, Krishna reciprocates accordingly. Somebody will, he is for him skipping hellish condition. You again take birth and again continue. But for a devotee, he gives them shelter at his lotus feet. He will call them back to his own abode. That's why when Haridas Thakur is saying, they will get mukti. They will not going to. So he says, Haridas, yadyapi anya sanketa anya hai namabhas, tathapi namerate jena hai vinash. So Haridas Thakur, the authority on chanting of holy name, said, the chanting of the Lord's holy name to indicate something other than the Lord is an instance of namabhas. Like you do not have even aversion, not love, but indicating, you know, ye hari table hai, okay, you know. Or, you know, how Bollywood has popularized, all the servant's name is Ramu. You know? People will chant, you know, Ramu ye leao, Ramu wo leao. So, a lot of people have the name. They're chanting Lord's name. So, even the holy name is chanted in this way, its transcendental power is not destroyed. So this is the Lord biggest mercy that we have access to in this. So so all we have to get rid of is offenses. So later Haridas Thakur quotes Ajamil also, you know, that Ajamil chanted Lord's name with affection because he had affection for his son and he had no aversion. So if somebody is offensive, then he'll not get this mercy. Somebody is not offensive, even unknowingly he chants, he gets the namabhas benefit. But devotees, because they chant with affection, they know who is Krishna, whose name they are chanting, they will get the एक्सेस ऑफ लॉर्ड दिस सबलाइम वे ऑफ चैंटिंग हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो दिस इज व्हाट आई वांट टू डिस्कस दैट हाउ इन दीज टू श्लोकास वन वेयर इज डिस्कस कृष्णा अपीयर्स इन अ मटेरियल फॉर्म बट येट ही स्पिरिचुअल व्हाट डज इट मीन वी डिस्कस्ड हाउ इट मीन्स ही मेक्स हिज फॉर्म विजिबल टू अस विच इज लाइक ह्यूमन नॉट ही बिकम्स ह्यूमन. Second, purport Prabhupada discussing how Krishna is so eager to deliver the people. So then I discuss connected to this that how this is one of the ways he appears himself, which is his human-like form, how he his intention is to give this unalloyed devotional service. So he appeared as Guru, he appeared as Vaishnava, and he appears as the most merciful way is chanting the holy name of the Lord. So I'll end it here. Thank you. Any comments, questions? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai Srila Prabhupada. Okay, you have a question? Thank you. Just wait. Let the mic come to you. I can't hear you.
My question is from yesterday's class. Yesterday, Mataji said that Devi Sita wanted that deer. So, that deer, and she said that you can bring it or maybe you can kill it. So, as she is a goddess, so how can we interpret it?
Devi Sita wanted?
The deer.
Deer, the gold deer. Anybody wants to, because I came back today, I wasn't there yesterday. But anybody wants to comment? Who was there? Any understanding? Rupa Raghunath Prabhu. Devi Sita wanted deer?
Golden deer. And golden she deer. Sent Lord Rama to kill that. So, how can...
So, I can again relate it to this, that how they appeared in this human-like form. They are doing leelas. Now, you have to take lessons from it. Our acharyas call it representation. The deer represents Maya, Lord Rama as Guru and Sita Maya as Jiva. So, how we get distracted by the allurements of this world, even though Krishna is so accessible in our life. You know? So you can see how there are moments when we get distracted, but we have to bring back our focus to the Lord. So in that ways, you can see they are completely spiritual, their pastimes are spiritual. They are performed so that we become attracted to them and we develop some attachment to them. So, in that perspective, you can see how... she's asking to kill the deer.
Because...
You know?
Yeah.
You can tell. I don't know. Well, I have not read the pastime. You can shed some light on it. No? Share something.
Like in the Ramayana, it is described that previously also, like Lord Ram, he was engaged in killing some of the animals in the forest. So for Kshatriyas,
it is a duty
to practice the hunting and some animals which are there, which are like creating trouble. Or they sometimes use that practice is there. It's not that they use it for other purposes.
Maybe. It is approved and recommended. And like example, a soldier who is on the border, he kills so many people. When he comes back, what is he given? He is given Paramveer Chakra. You know, he gets rewarded. Now he is at his home, he is gone to market with his wife. Somebody teases his wife. He says some wrong words to his wife. He gets angry, he kills that person. He will be, what will happen to him? He will be punished by the law. Whereas he killed 100 people on the border, it was sanctioned. He was rewarded. So similarly, Vedic code approves a Kshatriya of, it is not considered, like Arjun killed so many people, but he got love of Krishna. He got mercy of Krishna. So similar way, Prabhuji is sharing that, how it is sanctioned for Kshatriyas too, but not for others. Killing animals for it's not. So as you can see, it is approved for Kshatriyas to kill animals. They get delivered. They do not by the hands of Lord Ram. You see that, yeah. Thank you. Hare Krishna.